Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and all eyes are still on Baltimore at the moment. You might have seen the footage yesterday afternoon with a bridge collapsing after a cargo ship crashed into it. Well, to give us the latest, we cross now to Miley Hogan, US correspondent for Channel 7, who's currently live on the ground in Baltimore. What is the latest with this situation?
Hi, guys. Well, at the moment, authorities are still saying that this is very much a search and rescue, and they have promised the families that. But a short time ago, local authorities did confirm that one body has been discovered in the water around the bridge. We know that they're still looking for five others. And earlier, when that bridge did collapse, they did manage to rescue two people from the water. Now, those people are part of a construction team that were working on the bridge, filling in potholes when that cargo ship came up to the pylon and the whole ship collapsed.
Wow, there's some pretty harrowing vision going around the internet at the moment showing just the size and scale of this bridge. I understand that to people that live in Baltimore, this bridge is a big deal, and I could imagine them waking up this morning, seeing it looking like that would be very disruptive to their day-to-day life.
It's a massive bridge, and it's a massive point of infrastructure for this community. And as we've walked around here today, you can see people standing at different vantage points around looking at this bridge and looking at a skyline that's not familiar to them. This bridge takes about 30,000 vehicles a day. It's a key part of the port here in Baltimore. It is going to have a massive knock-on effect. All of the ships that come into this area are going to have to be diverted elsewhere. It's a massive shipping point for the East Coast of the United States. So it is going to have that long knock-on effect. But also, it's really sad here at the moment as well, because there's no news on those five people that are missing. They've seen this vision that is unbelievable. The vision is terrifying to look at. And you can only imagine how the families of those people who had their family members on the bridge at the time.
So do we know what happened, why the ship lost its steering and went into the bridge?
So as the day has gone on, we have been getting more detail about this. And the ship actually put out a mayday call saying that it had lost power and propulsion. And if you watch the video, you can see the lights on the ship turn on and come back on again and then turn off again in the moments before it runs into that pylon. But then as soon as it hits that pylon, it is within seconds that this bridge then collapses into the water. But the mayday call has been crucial here, because authorities say it was enough time for people on the bridge, those workers, to shut down traffic so more cars couldn't get onto that span of the bridge.
Yeah.
So in the vision, you can actually see some vehicles plunge into the water. And initially the fear was that there were people trapped in those vehicles at the bottom of the river. But they've now determined that those vehicles belonged to the construction workers and that those people were out of the vehicles working on the road.
Wow, well, that is some good news.
Yes, because it could have been much, much worse. And I do understand as well that a few engineers have come out and said that this could actually change the way bridges are built, because technically it shouldn't have been able to fall that easily.
When things like this happen, people, you know, we hear all of these conversations about it, and it will be interesting to hear different engineers and their perspectives on what happened here. A transport authority here in the United States has come out and said that, look, this is an extreme circumstance. A bridge of this, a ship of this size, hitting the pylon at that speed is not usually something that they would be dealing with, but of course they will be looking at it, and it will be a big part of the investigation. So it will be interesting to see the fallout from this.
Absolutely. Well, Miley Hogan, thank you so much for your time today. 7 News US correspondent on the ground currently in Baltimore as the search and rescue still goes underway. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.